fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 28th day of December, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. A prepper tip of the day has to do with foot gear, particularly boots. Before the end of the day today, we'll have an article posted on my free downloads about boot selection, boot break-in, and boot maintenance. This is not optional. It's very, very foundational and extremely important for anybody and everybody who will be spending any time outdoors doing the things that people do outdoors. So the prepper tip of the day will be to read this article once it's posted on my website at thelibertyman.com under free downloads, an article dealing with boots, the selection, the break-in, and the maintenance of boots. Very important, and I hope you get a chance to read that. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's worked at very high levels of IT security. And he's become a prolific author and a radio talk show host with 2 radio shows. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Thank you.
Well, here we are. This time next week, it'll be 2017, sir.
I know it. You know, that's good, because this last year was worse than a wash. And I think everybody's in agreement financially. And I talk with people. I have, you know, suppliers and businesses I deal with all the time. And I, you know, call them all up to say Merry Christmas and hope next year is better than this year. And it was like when I said that, everybody was just like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know, the economy was so stalled, and, you know, literally Obamacare was the cause of much of this, where right. people could right. not hire people because of Obamacare, or people lost their jobs, you know, because, the hope is that 2017 will turn around and we'll get, you know, some economic growth again.
Well, I can't speak to any other area, but my hometown, St. Louis, over Christmas dinner, my brother who was in construction most of his adult life and now runs a metal recycling business. He says, John, there's a local construction company. They have an immediate opening for 15 carpenters, and they can't find a single one. There's so much construction going on in Metro St. Louis. I don't know if it's mostly residential or commercial, but there's a shortage on all the construction skills in Metro St. Louis, Missouri right now as we speak.
Wow. Well, that's good.
It is good.
Is that recent? That's my question.
Right now, as we speak.
Why did that open up? Is there like an estimate?
Well, I don't know the details other than these jobs. These construction companies have contracts. They need construction workers, and I don't know the history or the details of it, but that is the way it is right now.
Well, you know, a lot of things are opening up, and excuse me, the since Trump was elected, since the November date, I mean, the Dow has shot up, confidence in the economy has gone way up, and investment has gone up way up. And the reason is because the investors have to be the first one in the door to get their investments. Otherwise, there's going to be such a rush of investment that there's going to be real competition again. So pricing will come down, competition will go up, availability of products will go up, and employment will go way up. And it's already happening.
Absolutely. Well, those are all good things, Jim, and we're looking forward to a wonderful new year. I know I am. Typically, the year will be what people make of it for most people most of the time, won't it, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. I know I have a very positive attitude. I wanted to go back and touch on one subject, and I don't want to keep pounding on this kicking a dead dog subject here, but more and more people are coming out and saying, and I said this right away, that the concept that Hillary won by 3 million votes or something is ridiculous. And so I did some math, and one of the most striking ones is that if you look at the county map of the United States, she only won 37 counties. And the claim is that 3 million votes. Well, if you do the simple math, you divide it out, and that comes out to 81,000 votes per county. And most of these counties only have a few thousand registered voters. And so to win by 80,000 votes, like even in Milwaukee, you know, a big metro area like that, the difference was a couple thousand votes. You know, so to imagine that these 37 counties, somehow she managed to pull out 80,000 votes per county.
Well, that's what you just mentioned there, Jim, is why we have the Electoral College, to prevent us from becoming a democracy. That's exactly what that's there for.
The thing is, with all of those extra votes and lots more, they found one county in, they did some spot checking in Nevada. She got 3,100 votes in a county or in a precinct that only had 2,000 voters. And Donald Trump got zero. this is the kind of thing going on in the states. But it's so absurd to imagine that somehow she won by 80,000 votes in 37 counties. It's absurd. The voter fraud was far-reaching all over the country. It's just that they didn't plan on the numbers of people coming out and voting. New people that had never voted before, so they couldn't even cheat to a win with the massive cheating that went on, which would have normally guaranteed her a win by an absolute landslide. It still wasn't enough to win, and the Electoral College prevented all those extra votes in those concentrated areas from shining through.
Well, it was not for lack of trying.
Well, while they were busy calling up beauty contest contestants to see if they could smear Donald Trump, he was out busy delivering a message. It was very simple.
Yep. And shocked and surprised, and has made the powers that be very concerned and very angry, very upset, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and all the, well, I think most people have finally resolved the CIA, Russia's did it, story has folded. You know, the recount thing folded, and about 10 other things that tried to get going folded. So I think most people are resolved that on January 20th, Trump is going to be your next president.
Right,
but,
right.
And I see a lot of positive things, but I don't think he understands outer space in NASA. And this is a concern for me because the problem is we needed a change at NASA long time ago. And the problem is I don't care about NASA. They're a non-entity in the world. They don't deal with China at all. China is dealing with all other countries except the United States because the United States has a ban on it for security reasons. Well, you know, we would learn from China. It would be to our benefit. They're planning to be on Mars in 3 years. You know, this is, and they have a program set up to do it. But the problem is we have this immense amount of resources going into NASA that's going nowhere. They have no ability to do anything. If you look at the trillion or so dollars we've spent on NASA, what have we gotten? The little two little rovers running around Mars? You know, that's cute,
right,
but hardly
right.
worth $1 trillion. And they don't have a rocket. Their rocket program is way over budget, way behind schedule. And the analysis is they can't build a rocket. They're not even going to succeed given all the money in the planet and all the time in the world.
Well, they act like they have all the time in the world and all the money, don't they?
Well, they do. They do, because Congress keeps funding them. But that's one problem. And when it comes to draining the swamp in Washington, NASA should be right at the top of the list. But it's unfortunately, it's not. So, and it's such a big ship and that it's hard to turn around. The average person in the United States is so scientifically illiterate that it's hard to, you know, to put a dent in this monolith that is our science, you know, major science agency.
Very difficult. Very difficult. Well, Jim, let's move on from there. You got any updates on any of your multiple projects that you're working on, sir?
Just that things are going on in the background. Last week, I just kind of ran out of gas, and I sat down and rested, which was something really I needed, I guess, when I hit that point. I'm going a lot of, you know, pretty much full speed ahead most of the year, and I just kind of took off, and mostly everybody I know that has taken off also. But we're getting back up to speed. So anyway, hopefully, but yeah, I'm very positive on bringing things to the table. It's just that I'm still very wary of American business as far as putting projects on the table, etc. Because what always happened in the past is some guy with a NASA contract or some kind of government contract would kind of abscond with the idea, try and put it into their research, and then make it look like all of a sudden they come out shining with this great new idea. So you got to be really, really careful. And the military is the worst for that. They have meetings all the time where they have engineers and scientists come and present information. They take the information. They have all this hoopla about funding and all of this, and the people go away and never get a dime. They give their ideas away for free. And that's why China is going to beat the U.S., hands down, because they have a national effort in which the scientists are unified, not trying to tear each other apart.
Well, being unified gives them a big advantage, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, I gave a talk which was actually highly attended by NASA and military scientists. It was in about 2003. And part of the talk was about the use of resources, that if you can develop a science program of any kind based on resources, then you're going to develop a lot faster. And, of course, things cost money. But if you look at the overhead at NASA, which is about 95% plus, then you could do the same with a dedicated group of highly trained, dedicated scientists and engineers with 5% of that budget. And then you could probably even knock it down farther if you used resources. So if you had resources available, then even that would cost less. So I got it down to about 2%. And if you calculate that out, it's really a low figure. So what we're going to see is a lot of private investment in space, but it's very unfortunate that we have this, you know, $20, $25 billion going into NASA that should be our national, you know, base for outer space and science, and it's being wasted.
Should be, and but waste just seems to be what they do the best, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's why I was hoping Trump would come along and drain the scientific swamp. But we'll still have to see. But one thing is, you mentioned this, a bulk of NASA financing goes into climate control. And so a lot of this money will get freed up because Trump is not buying into that silly science.
Well, congratulations, Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, and I heard one of his advisors giving a talk, and he said, yeah, he said, we're just going to stop the money flow into anything dealing with that, and it'll all go up, dry up and go away. And that's true, because it's all about the money. You're not going to find those people out doing what I did, carrying on my research and struggling over decades because and without any funding and trying to do my work. Because I'm dedicated to it. Those people are dedicated to the money that's coming in. And as soon as that money goes away, they're going to go find something else to do.
That's right. That's right. They will. It's all money driven, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And so you're going to see how fast that dries up and goes away. And that's going to be proof that there's nothing there.
It will. It will. And hopefully that those funding with the Republicans in charge of both houses and the White House, maybe that funding will go away relatively quickly.
Yeah, yeah. It would be nice if some of it went someplace else. And the other thing is they're going to try and move some of that money into business. But the problem is there you've got the Jeff Bezos and the Elon Musks and other people like that who are standing front and center for that government money. So that's not a good thing because even though they're probably the front runners, I talked about this on my show last week, that what they're doing is putting a lot of investment into outdated technology. You know, the rocket technology, and I said that in 10 years with private enterprise developing space-related new hardware, you're going to laugh at what you see today. As far as hardware to go into outer space, you're going to just go, no, that was Flash Gordon in 1933 had better, you know, visualization of what space should be than what's right. Going on today.
Right. Absolutely.
So the big guys, the front runners are wasting a lot of money in the wrong direction.
Well, that money does get put to useful purposes, condos in Miami Beach, big motor yachts, private airplanes. They do spend it, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. It gets dumped into the economy. So, yeah, Elon Musk's piggy bank, as it thins out into these projects, and he's got revenue coming in from these also. I mean, he knows how to make a business out of this. So he's got a good business model. But in the long run, the person that's going to be front runner, you probably don't even see today.
Really. So I'd be surprised when that front runner shows up, then, won't it?
Right. I gave the example of the dark horse in the race in the Kentucky Derby.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. On Wednesday, the 28th of December, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have two radio shows. Tell us when people can listen and about the archives, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time at WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. And re-airs Friday night at 10 p.m. and then Saturday morning 3 a.m. These are all Central Time from WTWW Nashville. Then there's the archives are on my webpage. There's also satellite feeds for that show. And so go to the webpage, jmccsci.com. All the instructions on how to listen are there, including the archives. And then my weekly paid cast is also on the webpage. You can subscribe for $3.95 a month. And every week you get another, what I call, deep dive into esoteric scientific topics. This week's topic deals with natural forms of radiation. And so that's a very all-encompassing program dealing with all of the different types of nuclear radiation. The bad stuff that is in the environment. Where does it come from? How does it affect you? And I think a lot of people would be surprised. I know I've communicated with a lot of people that they're toxic with uranium, and they never had a clue. you know, so it's because it's been in the water or in some place where they get a food supply or something like that. But anyway, the natural forms of radiation that are in the environment, that's the topic this week on the weekly paid cast.
All right. Okay. Any idea what topic you might be addressing tomorrow evening, sir?
Yeah, I'll be talking about the topic of technocracy. And this is something that's been around for a long time, actually, since back in the 30s and before, when people envisioned people running around and working for machines and computers. And there's actually some stuff going on right now where people are computerizing their company to include even things like personal evaluations and success based on certain certain parameters or measurements. But we're moving into an era in which technocracy can take over. And especially if there's a big investment in business, it's going to be, it's just a matter of efficiency, to where people have numbers and everything you do is, there's a metadata associated with that, some kind of measurement, and it can be classified. And then you have things like knowledge systems or expert systems or things like Wikipedia, which supposedly is recording all of the correct knowledge for you. And there's a lot of room for abuse here. So anyway, I'll be talking about that. And then also, how can you live your life in a modern technical world without being a victim and slave to technocracy?
Good. Good. Well, it sounds like an interesting lecture, sir. Okay. Well, I listen, Jim, to the National Public Radio as a form of opposition research, and the wailing and gnashing of teeth continues. They've done everything except impugn the integrity of Donald Trump's dog. I don't know if he has a dog or not, but
he's got a stuffed lion. They could probably go for that.
It probably revealed that it was made in China by slave labor or something, as a way to go. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's way past the point of being ridiculous. What the mass media is doing in an attempt to demonize Donald Trump, well, it is what it is, and we'll be through this soon. George Soros has basically said that he's going to have protests at the inauguration, so we shall see pretty soon, won't we? Hello, Jim. Did we lose Jim? Looks like we lost Jim. Okay, Jim's connected, but we're not hearing anything. So maybe Jim will call back soon, or get back in his connection soon. Regardless, if you got a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. Yes, this past calendar year, 2016, was phenomenal in a lot of ways. No precedents. I've been watching presidential elections since 1956, the second run for Dwight David Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, nothing even comes close. We've had some bizarre ones. 1968 was a dandy. 72 was, and some of the others. Jim, are you there, sir?
I just got back, yeah. You said okay. George Soros, and my line dropped.
Oh, my. Well,
exactly then.
I'm anticipating that George Soros-funded nutcases will be at the inauguration trying to disrupt it. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday the 28th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you have some discretionary time, you might want to read one or two of the free downloads at my website. They're there waiting for you to enjoy, educate yourself, inform yourself. The book Older Than the Christian Bible, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by General Sun Tzu. And, of course, the book The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. So they're there ready for you, and you can download them and read them at your leisure. And so check that out. Also, the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. It will help you with pain mitigation and help you get a great night's sleep. And if for whatever reason it doesn't, there's about 3% chance it won't. Mail it back and I refund your money. 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? Check out the factory-made mattress pads that go with Energy Cleaner. Most new purchasers are getting a factory-made fitted mattress pad at the beginning. It's a great combination. You can read up on all the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can place your order at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. I do take PayPal, by the way, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. The website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got about 23 minutes here. Let's continue, sir.
John, you were talking about Soros and trying to disrupt the inauguration. This, I don't know if you saw this, but all over the country, they estimate at least 20 places had Christmas Day or right. Probably Christmas Eve riots or some kind of disorder in malls across shopping the United malls. States.
Right.
Obviously a coordinated effort to disrupt locally, you know, the Christmas holidays. And they were all the same, teenagers throwing food, you know, making a big ruckus. The police come in. And
what needs to happen, this is basic police work. You learn in a police academy. You arrest the perpetrators. You take them back. You separate them. Make sure they're separated. And you interview them one at a time to find out what happened. Any good police investigator could get down to finding out if these people had been part of a what might be called a conspiracy. If two or more people agree to commit a crime, that's a conspiracy, to do these things all over these shopping malls at the same time. And it certainly stinks to high heaven, Jim. I agree with you.
Yeah, this is not coincidence, you know. And they were all staged, a lot of them close to closing time, things like that, so they had to close early or that type of thing. But anyway, they all had the same earmark, and for that to just happen, because of social media, it's like the Clinton saying that, this video was responsible for the attack at Benghazi. Well, you know, that's absurd. You know, they're trying to shut down social media. And so this is an effort to get high visibility because it's Christmas, end of the last day for Christmas shopping. You know, as right. a point the finger right. to social media. Oh, it was due to this social media, which caused all these kids to run out and throw food at shopping malls.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I hope there are some good police investigations to make this come about and help us get some real knowledge as opposed to the speculation that we're dealing with right now.
So anyway, but I suspect we're going to see a lot of disruptive activity going forward, whether it's in the form of businesses or business attacks. But the problem is, for those people, that things are going to be moving forward at such a breakneck pace that if you spend your time on negative baloney, you're going to be lost in the dust and nobody's going to pay any attention to you. And that's
right.
really what's going on right now. Nobody's paying any more attention to public radio. They're, you know, by lamenting and carrying on this dialogue, even the people that agree with them are going to get sick and tired of hearing it and go away.
That's right. Absolutely. Got a question or comment for Professor McCann? You're certainly welcome to call it 800-313-9443. The world continues to get more and more bizarre and strange, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah, but I really am on a positive note. What I'm thinking is that, like I say, the people that are involved in negativity, in trying to spend their time doing, you know, moving in a negative direction or disrupting things, they're going to just be left in the dust. With China moving forward in space, the whole universe is going to be different. And one thing I wanted to mention is that the difference between, say, discovering the Old West and conquering the Old West is in outer space. We don't have indigenous people living all over the place out there that we somehow have to sequester and kill and destroy their civilization. In outer space, there's really nothing. So it's really a bit different. And it's three-dimensional. The U.S. is real worried that China and their advancement in outer space will mean military problems for the U.S. But the fact is that our military is going to be standing here trying to put all their military equipment into outer space, and China is going to be so far beyond them that even our best military equipment won't even be in the right place. Because I did an analysis on this, and if you look at any empire, whether it was Xerxes or the Roman Empire or the United States, once you get spread too thin, and remember, this is in two dimensions, we're on the surface of the Earth. Once you're spread too thin, the people back at home base see all the money coming in, all the profiteering, but they don't realize that their effectiveness out on the fringe is failing. And in outer space, you have three dimensions. Add another dimension into the equation, and it's exponentially more difficult to conquer space with military first. So it doesn't work. So the guy that can get out there, go the farthest, the fastest, not going to have to deal with your military because your military is way back there. So anyway, it's a mistake to think that you're going to militarize outer space. You're going to waste your time. The guy that doesn't militarize space is going to be far ahead, and he's not even going to have to worry about you and your military because, you know, it doesn't work. So the people that realize these concepts are the ones that are going to make it out of this Earth, have space stations with 100,000 people, etc.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It sounded like...
Yeah, we had a little bit of a glitch there. Yep.
Okay. I was wondering. Yeah, it sounded like my end went dead. Anyway, did the end of that little narration...
I think that makes perfect sense about why it's just militarization of outer space simply can't and won't happen.
No, it's not. And the people that do that, like the United States, is going to think they're going to militarize outer space, they're going to be left in the dust because they're spending all their resources. Let's face it, military resources are extremely expensive. So you're spending all of this money on something that's not going to have a diddly darn effect. You know, it's not like building a battleship or an aircraft carrier that can go around and launch airplanes into a region. In outer space, you're not going to be building things like that. They're too big. They're too costly. You know, like the Star Wars fleets of little airplanes flying around and shooting at each other. It's just not going to happen. But if you try and do that, you know, you're just going to be lost. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. No doubt whatsoever. Okay, where do you want to go next, Jim?
There's a comet up in the sky right now. It's called Comet 45P, Honda Marcos, and it just passed in front of Venus, and I've been trying to get some decent data But on the end of January, about the end of January from the 29th to February 4th, we're going to have potential weather effects here on planet Earth as this comet comes between us and the sun. So anyway, that's a little thing to keep people keep an eye out for. But I'll be talking more about that on my show tomorrow night also.
Okay. Sounds good. We're calling hold here. We got Rose in Virginia. Good morning, Rose.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Moore and Professor McKinney. It's always a joy to hear you all. I was going to ask Professor McKinney an opinion. I personally agree with the decision that the UN is making about the settlements. And what's your opinion about this position of Mr. Netanyahu resisting, you know, the idea because he thinks he has to take the whole land? You know, in this case, the settlements, trying to expand to Gaza and areas that were supposed to be given to the Palestinian people.
It's really a complex issue, and I'll tell you, I have my own personal opinions on that, but if it would make a difference, I would probably make some statements. But since nobody called me up, it's like buying more F-14 or 16 fighters. Nobody called me up and asked me. Anyway, my opinion doesn't really count that much. But yeah, I have definite opinions on that. And, if you look there, it's the cause of probably everything that's happened in the past 50 years. A lot of things that have happened in the past 50 years have been due to that issue. So right. Solving it is very important.
I got some follow-up on this, Jim. Many, if not most, of the boundaries of countries all over the planet were settled and determined by warfare, including Israel. If the Arab countries who invaded Israel in 1967, I was in the army when this happened, by the way, they should have thought about this before they started a war. They started a war in 1967. They lost the war. They lost territory. Get over it.
Yes, but the land was given Gaza Strip and the other strip were given to the Palestinian people, and that's why I have disagreement with you. That's why I asked Professor McKinney, because I knew your stand respectfully. So if you ever want to hear about that, please let us know, because I have conflicting opinion about Mr. Netanyahu. I disagree with many of his stands, including coming here and demanding money for war when he already has nuclear weapons that he has been denying. But, you know, we're not stupid, you know, and respectfully. I don't say bad words. I knew that that country had nuclear weapons. So that's why, you know, please, in the future, if you feel free, let us know, Professor McKinney, your opinion. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Well, let's move on, Jim.
Yeah, those are pretty complicated and long-term issues. And interesting that Jimmy Carter is the only living president, ex-president, that's going to attend the inauguration. So the two Bushes, Clinton, and of course, Obama, none of which will attend the inauguration. And I thought that was pretty interesting because typically they would be front and center. And if Hillary would have won, all of those people would have shown up.
Probably.
So it's, I don't know. What do you think about that, John?
Well, I don't know what, and I'm sure there's very detailed records about the attendance of former presidents and inaugurations. And I don't know there's any, I haven't seen any summary myself of the previous attendees at these inaugurations. Have you?
No, I haven't. One thing I'll say, they compare Trump to Reagan. The big difference is he doesn't have George Bush Sr. as his vice president running the White House. That's the big, big difference. And Reagan really didn't last that long. And it was taken over by George Bush, who really ran the Reagan White House. you know, and you talk about economic policies and other things that Reagan did. He almost broke the U.S. with Star Wars, and but you know, I like I say, Trump does not have an insider from the CIA running the vice president office.
Right.
Or any office that's high level. In fact, his new head of the CIA is not a CIA insider. So, and for that reason, Trump has hired his own quite extensive military-type police force to protect him and his family. I mean, I think he knows what's at stake here.
And yeah, he's got the best security that can be had, no doubt.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I could become president, and they'd have me dead by the first day. So he's got the resources. He knows what's going on. He's no dummy. He's, you know, he's, he really knows people around the world because he's done business with them. But this is the kind of person that it takes to become president. People say, well, he's got all this money, and he's, you know, he's a billionaire. And well, yeah, you better be somewhere up in the top ranks there where you can, you know, afford your own security and other things. And he's putting them between him and the Secret Service and the CIA.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at app.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of December, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked at my webpage, at my website, thelibertyman.com, on my links page. Jim, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir.
Just looking into the future, I don't think you're going to see Donald Trump riding in an open limousine in Daley Plaza. I think what's we're in for here is kind of a roller coaster ride, but mainly going up. And anyway, I'm looking forward to this. By the time we talk again, it'll be next year. But I think in general, I mean, I can't even imagine if Hillary Clinton had become president. I mean, there wouldn't be a corner on the planet where you could hide and be safe. So it's really important. And I don't put much stock in the media because I think most people have forgotten about it. They went and did Christmas, and the apparent big amount of noise is from a very few people.
It is. Yep. It is, absolutely. Well, when we're on next week, Jim, it'll be 2017, and we'll be off to a new year, won't we, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, I'm looking forward to it and have a very positive attitude. I'll talk to you offline, John, about some of the quantity of work that I'm actually producing now. But yeah, it's going to be a very fruitful year. But it's now available because of what's going on, the opening up of business and a lot of foreign investment, literally trillions of dollars of investment that are coming in. And that opens it up for innovation. And like I say, in the space race, for example, or science race, the dark horses, you don't even see the people that are going to be the leaders in 5 years.
No, right now. No, they're held. And we've seen this over and over again. Hussein Obama is just coming up out of nowhere to become president of the United States, for example, is the most recent one. Bill Clinton was another one. He ran for president. Nobody knew who this guy was.
Well, it's a major move up for the Clintons to go from the Arkansas governor's mansion, if you want to call it that, to the White House, where they stole the furniture when they left. I thought that was comical, too. Hillary has this speech where she's going, "We were broke when we left the White House." It's like, how can you be broke? You made $450,000 a year, had no expenses, everything was provided for you. How could you be broke unless it all went up Billy's nose or something, you know?
That's certainly a big mystery. Well, I doubt he had to pay for his cocaine either. Jim, we're out of time, sir. Look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Okay. See ya.
All right. We're going to have open lines, hour two, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443 here at Republic Broadcasting. A lot of people predicted the demise of Republic Broadcasting, and obviously they've all been wrong, haven't they? Here we are. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.